From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. ConocoPhillips has announced a major oil find in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The company is calling it the Willow Discovery. Experts say, coupled with several other recent big discoveries in the region, it could portend a new wave of oil development on the North Slope. If developed, it could go a long ways toward replenishing the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
I'm in a van driving along an ice road on the western North Slope. Beneath a cotton candy sky, pipelines zigzag across the frozen tundra. I'm on a tour arranged and paid for by ConocoPhillips. It's the only way for a reporter to see and access this remote part of the world. Conoco employee Jeff Osborne explains the company sees its growing presence here as a historic achievement.
We're in the frontier. We're in the National Petroleum Reserve of Alaska, in lands that we've been exploring since the mid-90s, and now are just starting to gain access to produce the oil that has been found by our explorers.
Conoco is already constructing drill sites in the National Petroleum Reserve. One being built this winter is expected to produce around 30,000 barrels per day. But after drilling two test wells nearby, ConocoPhillips just announced an oil discovery that could produce much more than that.
Depending on the development scenario, it could be up to maybe 100,000 barrels a day of production when we actually get it up and running. So far, I think it's a pretty big deal.
That's ConocoPhillips President Joe Marushek at an industry conference in Anchorage right after he announced the Willow discovery. In total, Conoco thinks it's found more than 300 million barrels of recoverable oil on the western North Slope. It's relatively close to Conoco's Alpine facility, and outside experts agree with Marushek. This is a big deal, they say. David Hausknecht works for the U.S. Geological Survey.
It's pretty significant. You know, it ranks up there with, you know, all but the top four or five oil fields in Alaska.
Hausknecht says that for years, NPRA and the surrounding area was a bit of a disappointment for oil explorers. But recently, a series of companies, Armstrong Oil and Gas, Kalis Energy, and now Conoco, have announced they've made big oil discoveries in or near the reserve. Hausknecht says this trend could signal that there's much more oil beneath NPRA than previously thought.
I would not expect this to be the last discovery that is made in these two formations in this general area.
ConocoPhillips will certainly be among those searching for more oil in and around the National Petroleum Reserve. At state and federal lease sales held in December, Conoco won close to 740,000 more acres in the region. ConocoPhillips is optimistic there's even more oil to be found south of their big discovery. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
The Juneau School District may get an extra $250,000 for school facilities maintenance from the City and Borough of Juneau. KTO's Quentin Chandler reports.
It's a fraction of what the district asked for, but Juneau Schools Superintendent Mark Miller says it's enough to pay for one item on the school district's wish list.
They said, well, you were going to spend about $250,000 of that on facility maintenance, repairing water heaters, carpets, and that kind of thing. And so we'll go ahead and give you that money, but we're going to give it to you in a fund that you can only use to spend it on facilities.
District officials had asked the assembly to increase local funding to the full amount allowed by state law to help pay for building repairs and science and computer equipment. A near $3 million increase in state funding, triggered by unexpectedly high enrollment, allows the CBJ to spend up to an additional $650,000 on Juneau schools. Miller says he is grateful to the assembly because some money is better than no money, and the district needs to make the repairs. But he says the district will have to put its other needs on hold.
Unfortunately, we can't make that decision now. So right now, we just simply have to put it on hold and hope that the numbers improve a little bit next year so that we can afford to do it.
The Juneau Assembly's Finance Committee voted to draft an ordinance for the extra money on Wednesday last week. If the assembly moves quickly, Assemblyman Lauren Jones says the funding ordinance could be introduced at its January 23rd meeting and voted on in February.
That was KTO's Quentin Chandler. About an acre owned by the Craig Tribal Association will be the first Alaska Native land to go into trust with the federal government. Ketchikan Daily News reports that the U.S. Department of the Interior announced the decision Friday. A July court decision ended a long-standing practice barring Alaska Native land from going into trust. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. I'm Jeremy Shea.